you to kindly take your seats. We will have a short tune-in session, not longer than 7 minutes, which will help us to enter into the day and to have a few informations for our program, and then we will chant together here as a group japa to start the day in a strong way. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadadine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to congratulate all of you for having arrived at the 64 rounds day in Vashana this year. A congratulation goes to you because you are about to make a very important spiritual experience in your life. And for this we would like to give you as teachers of the retreats a few important guidelines which will help you to sustain your effort throughout the day and reach the mark if possible. First of all, I would like to ask the question, from where do these 64 rounds come? What is this number? Is there any foundation in the scripture for this number? And in the Gaudiya history, is there any foundation? Briefly spoken, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri established this number, 1 lakh of names, which he said would be necessary for all his devotees to chant in order so that he would accept food for them. In later times, the understanding in Gaudiya Vaishnavism were, if you wanted to eat, you needed to be sure that the Lord accepts first your offering, because we eat only prasad. And unless and until you chant 64 rounds a day as a minimum, you are not entitled to offer and therefore not to eat. It was so strong, this demand on the devotees of chanting 64 rounds. It is not a wonder then that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who spread Krishna consciousness in a huge institution, demanded in several writings and letters that the devotees in the Gaudiya Math would follow 64 rounds. He would say, if you don't chant 64 rounds a day, you might be overwhelmed with material desires. The conclusion was that if you wanted a spiritual life free from the harassment of material desires, you have to spend that much time with the holy name. Srila Prabhupada took the instructions of his spiritual masters, which come through the line of the Gaudiya tradition, very, very serious. And when he was in Vrindavan Dham, he chanted every day a minimum of 64 rounds. And even as a grihastha, he was seen in Navadvip, in the Advaita Bhavan, to come regularly and chant there for the whole day. That means more than 64 rounds. When Srila Prabhupada started his movement in the USA, he kept that number 64 rounds in the very beginning. Mukunda Maharaj, one of his earliest disciples, remembered a conversation which I have tried to keep in my memory, an event like this. One day Prabhupada called me to his room and he said, from now on your duty is to chant 64 rounds a day. I was silent. I didn't know if there was any scope to say anything in answer. I had difficulties to chant. Now 64 rounds a day is my quota. I was shocked. When Prabhupada looked at me scrutinizingly, like a researcher, and he said, okay, 32 rounds a day, not less. Still, I was befumbled or benumbed. Then Prabhupada said his last on the subject. Okay then, 16 rounds a day, not less. When Prabhupada was later, means not at the beginning days, approached by disciples who had read about 64 rounds a day as the demand as a quota from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he would say, yes, why 64 rounds? Chant always. Just like Haridas Thakur. He chanted 3 legs. This is not impractical. Prabhupada said like this. So it is an open secret that the chanting of 16 rounds is a minimum given by our very insightful or knowledgeable acharya. It's a minimum from where we can increase, not decrease, increase. This doesn't mean that if you chant 16 rounds, your Chaitanya Vaishnavism is a fake only. No, no. When the Acharya gives such a permission, Krishna stands behind him and condones, permits and sanctions this number. No? But I wanted to give you a brief historical overview over 64 rounds. Today is your 64 rounds day. It's a day where you will break out of the routine of your 16 rounds or whatever your number happens to be at this stage, and where you will venture into the realm of spending more time with Krishna. However, my dear devotees, and this is a very important however, please know that don't make this day a Govinda Singh Bara day. What is that? Bara means burden. Govinda Singh was a king who ordered his subjects to chant 64 rounds a day minimum. And just imagine the farmer who has to get out of bed in the summer at 4 o'clock to take care of the crops on the field, and then maybe in some pauses he manages to chant, and when he comes back there is a load of 48 rounds waiting for him. How will he chant these rounds? With ulasa, with joy, or will he consider this to be a heavy crushing burden? Imagine the situation. Govinda Singh had his spies going through the country, finding out who of the subjects were not chanting 64 rounds. You had to be afraid to be oystered out of the country, thrown out. Go, you don't chant 64 rounds, you have no right to own land here and work on land here. Go, we don't want you in our country. Ooh, social ostracism, whatever the word is, to be thrown out is heavy, it's near to death experience. So, from that day in Bengal they say Govinda Singh Bara Malas, you know, to consider the chanting a burden. No, instead, chant your rounds with a joyful ulasa mood. You are spending time now with Krishna. The day has been arranged for you that there are is enough time to do everything. There are not even classes which are too long. There will be short inspirations in Tir Kadamba, but no formal classes. It is reserved for you. This is your day with Krishna. When you have a broken relationship with someone, go on a long walk down the coast with him. That's what we say in Europe, where there's a lot of ocean. When you have a broken relationship with Krishna, go on a 64 rounds day with him. Go near the ocean of the holy name with him, and you will experience him. To release you into your 64 days, I would like to end with a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says, O Lord Krishna, this will set you in the right mood. It is the Trinadapi mood, which you have learned about a few days ago. O Lord Krishna, I have fallen to this material world. This has made me helpless. I really see no other means of deliverance but you alone. I have seen that you are the only shelter for the helpless, and I now accept the shelter of your lotus feet as the most essential part of my life. Chant from that place, I'm a helpless soul, I've lost you. Now I again take your shelter. If you look at me and study my character, you will see no pious activity. If you look for knowledge in me, I have none. Even my regulated devotional practice is very minimal. But you are full of compassion and kindness. Therefore,
being indeed destitute, I beg for your causeless mercy. I have tried so many things and was not successful. I have completely given up all hope in my own endeavors. O Lord of the destitute, now, very good, Lord of the desperados, you know, Lord of the despaired ones, Lord of the wretched ones, O Lord of the destitute, O my Lord, I call upon your holy name now. For now, you are my only hope. From this place, let us chant together now until breakfast time. Then we will eat breakfast and enter afterwards the buses which will bring us to Tea Kadamba. Please think during this day, remain strong, keep your faith alive, keep your spiritual intention alive. Don't let it slip into the somewhere from you. Just keep your focus. You are an eternal soul, part of Krishna. You are calling for him. He is your only hope. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara.